I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots. Coming up live, we've got Bonsoir Catan. That means good night, doll. And this female band relishes the irony of their name. Guitarist Christine Bolfa and accordionist Christy Guillory formed the band in 2005 after jamming together late into the night. When we spoke to them a few years back, Christine recalled her famous father, the late fiddler and cultural ambassador, Dewey Bolfa.
My father always played around the house. They always had, either my uncles were around playing music, they'd have a supper, they'd come over and play. And then once he started traveling to these folk festivals in the late 60s and 70s, and he'd, you know, meet people all over, and Daddy would say, well, y'all come and, you know, come visit us in Louisiana. And so they would, you know, people would come stay at our house for, you know, weeks at a time. And a lot of the people that were open and interested in Cajun music on the outside were, you know, like hippies. And in Bazille, we didn't have too many hippies. So here I was out in Tipitate, you know, with my daddy playing this old Cajun music. And then you had all these cool hippies coming hanging out in the house listening to music. And so it was kind of an interesting combination. That's just how I grew up.
Christy, tell me about music in your family and how you decided to become somebody that would carry on Cajun music.
My grandfather, Jesse Duyon, he played music professionally, you know, in the 1930s. Grandpa always raised his family to be really proud of their music and the language. And so in turn, I was raised like that from my mom. And, you know, started learning French, how to sing French songs when I was probably 3 or 4, you know, I'd entertain all my old aunts, and saw an accordion one day. I was about 10 years old, and just, I was hooked. I was hooked from the get-go.
Christine, did anyone ever say anything to your dad or mom when you were growing up, about who would play music in the family?
At home, you know, like I said, it never was really talked about all that much, but I could just sort of see my dad giving more attention to Peter or Steve or even, like, you know, Dirk whenever he would come, you know, over.
Yeah.
And I saw the way that he encouraged men. You know, and it was just different. It was a little different, like more seriously as a musician, you know. And I was playing a dance at Whiskey River, and I was pregnant from my oldest daughter, Amelia. This was about 10 years ago. And we had just been playing a 4-hour dance, no breaks. And I walk out onto the porch, and there's this old Cajun man there. And he said, hey, Christine, you know what you're going to have? And I said, yeah. I said, well, you're going to have a little girl. And he goes, oh, well, maybe the next one can be a musician. It was just that mentality of like, oh, well, maybe, it's a girl. Oh, too bad it's a girl. She won't be able to be a musician.
Well, you know,
and I couldn't believe that.
You know, I don't think people ever look at us and, you know, or to our faces and say, you know, oh, y'all some girls doing that. there are some people in the industry that still look at Bonsoir Catan as a novelty band, which kind of just still floors me. We gig just as hard as the young boys. Maybe we don't put down as much whiskey. Oh, we used to, though. We can if we want to. Sharing music together is really what Bonsoir Catan is all about. We're just having a great time.
It's such a gift to be able to have such good friends that you can hang out and play music with.
Well, Christy Guillory and Christine Bofa, bien merci pour la conversation. Bon après-midi.
Merci.
Merci, Nick.
speaking with the founders of Bonsoir Catan. Let's head back to the stage at Festival International in Lafayette, where the band is ready to premiere songs from their recording L'Aurore, Aurora Borealis. One song is La Délaissée, about a sad divorcée. But this first tune features a squirrel that gets drunk and has a short-lived marriage to a raccoon. It's Christy Guillory on vocals and accordion, The Squirrel Song on American Roots.
Awesome. Hope y'all having a great festival weekend, and we sure are. It's the first time we played this little cuisine, pavillon de cuisine. I like being able to almost touch the people. It's very intimate. All right, this little tune's about having an angel on your shoulder and wanting it to go away so you can finally have fun. Those of you who are at Mass today, over there on the stage, y'all can jam to this one.
Je me mets genou sur le plancher avant d'arriver. Je payais pour mes péchés longtemps passés. Mes airs sont coupés, mon cœur est gelé. Je dois avoir des flammes pour le réchauffer. Je fais tout ça pour faire, pas m'égarer avec le vin sur mes. Mais moi j'aime ça, je te promets que je te manque pas. Ma bière est froide, ma robe est courte et ma guitare a des nouvelles cordes. Il y a trop de boucan, moi j'aime ça, je te promets que je te manque pas. C'est l'heure pour toi de quitter. Titan, je suis mon sur mon
baby.
Bonsoir Catan with Christy Guillory on accordion and vocals, doing Clifton Chenier's All Night Long. And before that, Titange, the little angel on the shoulder. The band includes fiddler Anya Burgess, lead guitarist Megan Berard, band co-founder Christine Bofa on guitar, and Ashley Hayes bass. They call their drummer Danny DeVillier their backbone. Bonsoir Catan's recent record is L'Aurore on Valcor Records. We are back with the heroes of Swamp Pop when American Roots returns.